So the halacha says, Chai v'nish li besume. It says in the Gemara in Megillah, a person is supposed to make himself besume. Besume literally means intoxicated, giving off the smell of wine. He's giving off perfume, so to speak. So we got to be the type of people who, when we get drunk, we give off perfume. I can tell you, I don't get drunk, I'm firm. And I'll explain why in a minute. So the Gemara says, Chai v'nish li besume, a person has to drink. Ad lo yada, till he reaches a state where he doesn't know to discern bein or haman, between the statement cursed be Haman, the bar of Mordechai, to the statement of blessed be Mordechai. And directly following that Gemara, the Gemara records how Rava and Rav Zera went to a feast together, the feast of Purim, and they got drunk and they did a good job, and Rava got up and slaughtered Rav Zera. So Rav Zera was murdered at the Purim party. That's what happens. He gets drunk. That's what happens. So the Gemara says, Rava the next morning was pretty upset, so he brought Rav Zera back to life. And the next year he invites Rav Zera to come to the Purim party, and Rav Zera says, no, last year I had enough. I'm not coming back this year. So the question is, what's the conclusion of the Gemara? So some opinions say, well, the Gemara did say that you're supposed to get drunk. Another opinion say, no, the Gemara followed up with what can happen if you get drunk. The Gemara gave us that story to tell us, no, don't get drunk. You know what can happen if you get drunk. So in this ruling, there's a division of opinions. Some say you're supposed to intoxicate yourself a lot. And some say, no, intoxicate yourself just more than you're accustomed to, which is what it says in the Ramban, Shulchan Aruch. You drink a little bit more than you're used to, and then you go to sleep. And when you go to sleep, so then you don't know the difference between curse of this guy, blessed that guy. You don't know the difference. Others wanted to explain the Gemara, and they said, well, if you take the gematria, the numerical value of Ar Haman, and you take the numerical value of Baruch Mordechai, they equal one another. Now, when you're drunk, you can't do that math. But to say you reach a point where you can't get to Ar Haman, Baruch Mordechai, that's very difficult. I've never seen anyone that drunk. I've seen people very drunk. I mean, believe me, at Purim, I either leave my home or lock the door and don't open the door. The rule is, if you're drunk, don't come. I love you guys 365 days a year, but I want to see you only 364 days a year. If you're drunk on Purim, I don't want to see you. If you're not drunk, you're welcome to come. So I do like it says in the Rama. I drink a little bit more than I'm accustomed to, which is pretty easy because I don't drink at all during the year. I drink a cup of Kiddush and barely that. So for me, one cup of wine is more than enough to fulfill the Rama. I go to sleep and I fulfill the halacha. And that's what it says in the Rama. And people who want to intoxicate themselves on Purim have to take care, because if you're going to run in the street and endanger yourself, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you might endanger yourself. If you own a gun and you might pick up that gun when you're intoxicated, you're not allowed to do that. You have to give your gun to someone else, give the keys to the car to someone else. And unfortunately, every year we have people who get hurt during Purim. People who either get hurt because they mix drinks, which is dangerous, or they get hurt because they're drunk and they run in front of cars, or they get hurt because they're drunk and they ride it with cars with people who are supposed to be their friends but let them hang their head out the window and all kinds of other things. So firstly, v'nishmatem od l'nafshotechem, we have to watch our lives. So a person is not supposed to do anything that might endanger himself. And very often people, for the sake of being pious, are willing to do all kinds of stupid things. And I say stupid because it's stupid. If you think about it logically, it is stupid to endanger your life. The Torah doesn't want us to do that. If a person can do it in a way that's positive, as many people do, then he has what to rely on to do it, even if he's Ashkenazi. But most people, they do it in a way that's not conducive to their health and it's not conducive to Kiddush Hashem. I mean, people get drunk and then they do tremendous Chilul Hashem. You walk outside and you see, last year we had a guy who was drunk and he picked up one of those poles that are supposed to block cars from coming on the street, and he started walking around with it in a very immodest fashion. And he was drunk. And he was drunk. So he bumped into cars and bashed their windows. Boom, boom. He's walking down the street holding this this big block of cement, bashing cars' windows. And that's not very funny. It's funny to listen about. But that guy just did a lot of damage to people. And we're not to say what happens here with little kids, which is also dangerous. So if a person is going to get drunk, it has to be, firstly, at the proper time. I mean, and that's another point. A lot of people here get drunk the night before. The idea is to get drunk during the meal. The idea is we're having the meal of Purim, and then in the meal we drink a little bit more than we're used to. And if you want to drink more, drink more. But people the night before are sitting here vomiting their guts out, come the night before Purim to the party. I got to hear so many interesting things that night. very interesting things. I come to the party and I'm sober. And everyone here drinks. They serve alcohol. So you want to drink a little bit, you'll enjoy the party more. That's one thing. You want to get totally drunk, oversleep the next morning, miss Kriyas Megillah, miss davening with the minion, have to run around to figure out where you are and what you're supposed to do now. It's a bit of a problem. And even if you're going to drink the next day, which is the way you should do it, so you're going to get drunk the next day, you have to do it in a way that you'll perform mitzvot. You won't desecrate God's name. People walk around with kippot coming on the buses. I mean, the buses are... it's fearful to go on a bus this time of year. On Purim, people are playing with firecrackers. If you own firecrackers, you shouldn't have them. First of all, be careful with them. Every year, a few people lose their fingers at least. And secondly, be careful of the kids here that are throwing around firecrackers because they endanger people's lives. But if you're going to get drunk, so that's another thing you have to make sure that it's under lock and key, that you won't end up hurting yourself. And even if you're not going to hurt yourself, person has to take care not to desecrate Hashem's name. Just because we're drunk doesn't mean we can walk around and make a chilul Hashem. We're wearing kippot. People look at us as yeshiva guys. Guys here call their parents and start giving them over the head. Ma, Dad, you really ought to live in Israel. Really? I'm telling you. Yeah, okay, fine. What kind of Kiddush Hashem is that? People are calling home drunk. Oh, yeah, I know what goes on here. Everyone's calling their parents home drunk. Now, sometimes they say very sweet things. I mean, I've seen people who are very nice when they're sweet. But if you sit around the Beis Medrash on Purim, you'll see a lot of people get up there and start lecturing like Rav Bigun. And it doesn't end with that. So Purim can be a very funny time if you're sober. The question is, how much of a chilul Hashem is one making? And one should not be making a chilul Hashem. We're not allowed to desecrate Hashem's name. And you'll find that more people were murdered in the name of God than anything else throughout world history. And by the same token, people have a tendency to allow themselves to do things which under any normal circumstances they'd be embarrassed to do because they feel like they're performing a mitzvah. So we have to know to quantify things. We have to know to limit things. Yeah, there's an inyan to get drunk. According to one opinion, it's enough just to drink more than we're accustomed to and then go take a nap. And according to another opinion, it's enough to drink enough that you can't really do math well. But whatever opinion you want to go with, I understand it's not the same. The question is, are we performing a mitzvah or an avirah? I always feel like if I'm going to get drunk, first of all, I don't know what's going to come out. So I don't have the guts to get drunk. I'm a chicken. I'm never sure what I'm going to say. So I'm not willing to get drunk. You guys, I guess, are more confident. And secondly, I'm always worried. Wait a second. Am I going to bench? Benching is a mitzvah. Say doraisa. If I'm drunk, I can't rely on myself to focus and bench the way I should. It's a biblical commandment. Drinking on Purim at best is a rabbinic commandment. At best. Assuming you have to fulfill that opinion. I have to daven. I have to say Kriya Shema at night. That's biblical. That's a mitzvah say doraisa. Chil Hashem is a mitzvah say doraisa. I have a lot of doraisas I'm worried about. So I'd rather go with the more lenient opinion on the Drabbanan and make sure to fulfill the Doraisa, the biblical ones. That's my math. And I think that if you think about it logically, there's what to be said for it. Again, I'm not coming to ruin your party, even though I might be. But you can enjoy Purim even with drinking a little bit and being safe. say that.
This year is Purim is on Shabbos.
Ah, it's Purim Meshulash.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Bezrat Hashem will have a series of classes on that. That's
What's the saying? Listen to Rabbi.
And Bezrat Hashem, I hope if I don't, if no one else does Bezrat Hashem, I'll put out a sheet that explains what we're supposed to do. It also depends on if you're in Yerushalayim or outside Yerushalayim, so I hope to put out a sheet on that also. If you're visiting Yerushalayim, if you're coming back to Yerushalayim, all the laws, Bezrat Hashem, we'll deal with closer to the time.